This podcast helps you to understand two key parts of Elizabethan court, the Privy Chamber and the Privy Council. The Privy Chamber was at the heart of the court. Elizabeth spent most of her day in her privy or private chamber, talking, reading, playing music, and playing card games, amongst other things. She was surrounded by a small group of women who tended to her needs. These women came from favoured families and had to show complete loyalty to the Queen. Indeed, Elizabeth once broke the finger of a lady-in-waiting because she had married without her permission. Elizabeth ordered her ladies to keep her informed about conversations at court. Elizabeth would sometimes conduct business from her private chamber, but only her most trusted advisers were ever invited to help her run her household and discuss business with her in her own rooms. The group of advisers which helped Elizabeth run the country was known as the Privy Council. These were men from wealthy noble families who met almost every day, although it was rare for all of its members to attend at one time. The role of the Privy Council was to advise the Queen on a wide range of matters, such as finance, trade, law enforcement, and defence. Privy Councillors were selected directly by the Queen and could be dismissed by her at any time. Early Tudor monarchs had had trouble controlling the Privy Council, so Elizabeth tried to avoid this in the following ways, such as limiting the council to 19 members, there were only 7 or 8 at each meeting, and by appointing councillors with different viewpoints. She attended small meetings herself and occasionally showed her temper for no apparent reason to keep people on their toes. She also dismissed councillors from court if they offended her and discussed policies with courtiers who were not councillors and encouraged loyalty by rewarding councillors with jobs which allowed them to grow rich. Finally, she refused to marry Robert Dudley, as he was one of the key members of the Privy Council, despite her great love for him. In addition to her advisers, Elizabeth relied on her secretaries of state. These organised the work of the Privy Council. The two secretaries of state during Elizabeth's reign were William Cecil, Lord Burley, and Sir Francis Walsingham. They both came from gentry families and were highly educated. Elizabeth believed that educated gentry were better at running the country than the nobility. William Cecil was Secretary of State on 2 occasions, from 1558 to 1572, and again from 1590 to 1598. He was a moderate Protestant who Elizabeth called her spirit, which suggests that she and Cecil were in agreement on most matters. He did disagree with her at times, most notably over the execution of Mary, Queen of Scots. Francis Walsingham was Secretary of State from 1572 to 1590. He was a strong Puritan who believed that English Catholics were a threat to the Queen. Elizabeth admired his appetite for work, but never warmed to him as a person.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.